This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A tradition unlike any other, it is draft grades. Right after the draft is concluded, everyone's got to come out and be like, all right, what do we think? What do we think of these classes? We haven't seen these players at all with their new teams, but we need to go ahead on paper. How did everybody do? How did the Dallas Cowboys class stack up? It is Sean and RJ live here in Anna, stop number two on the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. Zach Wolchuk in for Sharif as he is continuing his paternity leave. I hope he's having a fantastic time. Come on out, party with us, 305 South Powell Parkway. We're giving away Whataburger breakfast. We got Firehouse Tour hats. We've already got an incredible amount of Tolos that are hanging out here, so we're going to be with you until 10 a.m. But Bobby, how have the Cowboys looked in terms of some draft grades, my friend?
Well, before we get to the draft grades, I got to go get to some shout-outs, because you're right, there are a ton of people here.
Ooh,
right now.
Shout-out.
So I got to shout-out. I wrote down Wednesday as many as I could. We got Tolo Steve from Allen is hanging out here. Yes, I did specify Tolo for his name, Chop, just Tolo in case Steve. You're wondering. Trey from Blue Ridge came out, without his daughter Gracie, by the way, who's a big-time listener. Eric in Plano, Rick in Anna, Venus from Melissa, Will from Anna, Cody from Plano, Harrison and his son Heath from Anna just showed up, and then I think our youngest Tolo right here, Ezekiel from Melissa, is hanging out here before I guess he goes off to school. So a lot of Tolos out here hanging out this morning, and we appreciate you guys. And those hats are starting to go fast. The hats,
they are.
Breakfast,
yeah.
The giveaways, everything else. Okay, let's go to Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo!
And Nate Tice and Charles McDonald. I think Nate Tice is great.
He's
one of my absolute favorites. So this actually mattered to me to take a look and see, all right, where did these teams come down in these grades for Yahoo, for Nate Tice, for Charles McDonald? And let's just take a look at the NFC East first. So he graded all the draft classes here. The Washington Commanders get a B+. He says, Washington didn't have much draft capital, but it found two potential long-term starters with its first two picks in offensive tackle Josh Connerly and cornerback Trey Amos. Mm-hmm. Both have high upside at positions of need, and they created some necessary depth that will help them sustain their success from a season ago. So, I mean, they just had their five picks, their five picks there. They get a B+, though, for the quality they get. This is a strong draft for the NFC East when you listen to what Nate Tice and Charles McDonald had to say, because he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles. Grade there, B. They say the Eagles had an interesting draft. They got Jahad Campbell, who was potentially surprised going as late as he did. Mm-hmm. He's got the talent to be an instant impact player for the Eagles front seven. They talk about Andrew Mukuba, the safety from Texas.
God, that was annoying.
A B grade there. The Giants, which I think you would give the Giants an A, wouldn't you, Chop? Because they took the quarterback gamble, and they got the best overall player potentially in Abdul Carter.
Well, from a process standpoint,
which is really all I feel like you can grade before
the way they went
play.
About it. Yeah,
like was your process?
Yeah,
sound?
The way they went about it, they took. Look, is it? They didn't take the highest paid, the number one non quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's Travis Hunter. He went ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's always dangerous to take like a highly paid non quarterback. It's still a 50-50,
right?
But then they went and got their quarterback.
Yeah,
and whether or not he's going to be good doesn't really matter at this point.
Did you see the back and forth he had with Gruden during the quarterback camp?
Dart?
No.
Yes.
I did not.
Oh, gosh. Gruden asked
His mom was like the hit of the draft.
Bro, Gavin Dawson, he's so sick of the Dart family. He's like, all they're doing is showing the darts. I'm sick of looking at them. And he honestly was not a fan of Jackson Dart's mom.
Really?
She started trending.
She did start.
Zach Wilson was very, very involved here. The MILF Hunter himself.
Of course,
Zach Wilson. By the way, I heard G-Bag talk about this the other day. Do you know what number Zach Wilson's wearing in Miami as a quarterback?
31.
Zero.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
A quarterback with zero. You know that guy stinks.
I mean, he's a zero.
Jackson Dart was asked by John Gruden, show me your snap count. And he goes, okay, you ready? And he stands up and he goes. And then Gruden goes, no, give me your snap count. And he goes.
He claps.
And he goes, you didn't do a cadence at all?
Oh, no.
A snap count at all? And he goes, no. And he goes,
Kiffin, man.
What was your dummy call? And he goes. And Gruden goes, dear God.
So maybe Gio was right from Boomer and Gio when he had his crash out.
May not have been good. But the Giants get the same grade ultimately from Yahoo as the Philadelphia Eagles did with a B. They say that the Jackson Dart pick was a bit of a reach, but the Giants did grab some damn good players throughout this draft. Abdul Carter will be a threat for Defensive Rookie of the Year next to Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns. Darius Alexander, the defensive tackle, is a quality depth addition. Cam Scataboot I don't even want to read what they have to say about Cam Scataboot.
We did have
what they say.
One of our totals came out.
Travis from Prosper came out with the ASU hat.
Shout out to Travis.
Well, yeah, forks up.
Ultimate troll job.
All right, so the Dallas Cowboys. Where did the Dallas Cowboys come down with their grade? Chop, Wilchuk, they were one of the very few teams, according to Nate Tice, Charles McDonald, that got an A in the NFL draft. Here's what they wrote up. They said the Cowboys were able to fill some needs with players who might be able to make serious impacts as rookies. Guard Tyler Booker, pass rusher Donovan Ezeraku, and cornerback Savone Revelle. I got to get used to saying Savone now.
Yeah.
Savone Revelle have a chance to be instant impact starters with long-term upside for the Cowboys. Dallas added three players whom many draft analysts had as first-round prospects without trading assets to acquire them. Good process. Hopefully good results for what Dallas was able to pull off. They said the most interesting pick was Tyler Booker, saying Dallas continued its love for drafting offensive linemen in the first round with the bruising guard from Alabama. Some viewed this as a reach, but Booker is a high-floor player who can form a hellacious interior group with guard Tyler Smith and center Cooper Beebe. I will say, the talk from them saying some viewed Booker as a reach, that's literally just media analysis. Because I had reached out to different people at different teams and just kind of said, hey, where did you guys anticipate Booker was going to go? And universally, every team I talked to said they thought he was going to go top 20.
Yeah, I think 100% the NFL viewed Tyler Booker as one of the best players in this entire draft. Arguably one of the best linemen, period, in the entire draft.
There's too many Tylers, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
that's the Great Wall of Tyler.
No, not the Great Wall of Tyler. We're going with Tyler the Space Creators.
Ooh.
That's what they're going
to
do.
But Guyton's got to be able to create the space. Really
Tyler the Creator. The rapper?
Yeah, I get that, but
they create space. Come on, Chop.
Did you hear Coach Connor Riley was telling us the nicknames? We're going like T-Sizz.
Yeah, so Tyler Smith I know is T-Sizzle.
T-Book.
Yeah, Book. I hear he's Book typically, and then Tyler Guyton, I don't know, is just the sound of a whistle or something, probably.
Yeah.
All right, so Dane Brugler, that's what Yahoo had to say.
Get that cleaned up, Bobby.
Dane Brugler is the draft god to many out there. If they don't follow Brian Broaddus as their leader, it's typically Dane Brugler. But Dane Brugler had some grades and some analysis for the draft, too. Yes, Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Yours. That's your story.
Jesus, Zach.
I'm sorry.
My gosh. Hey,
you guys know
Did I not set that up long enough that
morning.
I was clearly going
He's already missed.
To Zach for that?
It's early for me.
He pulled a Peyton Russell, and it's not even Thursday. Sorry, Peyton. Just got
to pull back
the curtain.
Just pull back
your damn ears and listen.
We are literally going.
I need to clean them out.
We're going back onto air, and I go, I'll start with Yahoo.
You did.
Going to Dane, and then that's yours.
Yeah.
You said, yep, got it.
But Dane had some grades, didn't he? Yep. Yes, he did.
He did.
Yep, he did.
You got that right, Bob.
I shouldn't have ever said that. Just sat there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was replying to the fan text, and I love you.
This is why you're in the afternoon.
1053. Yeah,
I called that one.
This is
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Way too early for me. Okay, Dane actually did not have the Cowboys ranked incredibly high in his team rankings.
Which is odd because he got...
A lot of players that Dane graded really highly. Like if you looked at Dane Brugler's overall top 100.
Four of the guys they picked, he had graded higher than where Dallas selected
them. Yes.
So I don't understand it. What was the write-up on it?
So he had the Cowboys as the 12th best draft in the entire NFL. He did have them right behind the Eagles at 11. Which, no. I mean, hey, 12, not bad. You're
12's
in the upper
fine.
Half of the league.
12's fine, because this is so arbitrary. Nobody really knows.
No, you don't know.
Nobody knows.
To see these guys on the field. I know Brian loves to talk about how he had somebody in the league after his Philadelphia draft say, you just had the worst draft in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
He's like, don't you want to like let this play out for a couple of years? And the guy's like, no, I know. It was the worst draft. Well, they end up getting four Pro Bowlers
out
of six picks.
Nobody knows.
You have no clue. Favorite pick, though, for Dane Brugler, Donovan Ezeraku, the edge out of Boston College. He writes, after McMillan went top 10, I loved the fit for Tyler Booker at 12, but Dallas got even better value with its two picks on day two. A bendy athlete, long arms, Ezeraku was his 22nd ranked player because of his ability to reach the quarterback. He was number one in the FBS with 1.38 sacks per game in 2024. That's just under basically 1.5 sacks, Bobby, if you do the math there.
Yeah, I got it. What was the... Where did you have... So I know when we were talking about during the draft show, Vach Lombardi was really high on Tyler Booker. That was his 6th overall player. I liked Booker. I had him 18th. But I understand why he went where he did, because a lot of the players that I had above him were guys Dallas was never going to take, like Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia.
Sure.
But where did you have Booker ranked for yourself?
I had Booker at 21.
Okay.
Booker's 21 for me.
Look, I have a 12.
Yeah.
That's where he went.
That's right where you had him.
That was a perfect ranking for Chop. We need to get you on the draft.
I had Ezeraku at 44.
Yeah, if you look at it.
They nailed just, Rebel, you had at 76.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had.
You knew exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's where
exactly
I had
these
guys
where these guys were going to end up
going. He nailed it the whole time. Now, the way I look at this is that they talk about Dallas potentially got three impact players. I legitimately think five of the players they drafted over the weekend are going to start games for them next year.
Yeah.
Not necessarily be the full-time starters, but the top three... If Ravel's healthy, he will start at some point. So Ravel, Ezeraku, and Booker right there, those are three starters. And then on day two, Jay Toya, Mr. Haka, the defensive tackle from UCLA, the seventh rounder.
Let's go, JT.
There is a good shot that he's going to get a rotational start at some point.
It would not surprise me if he ends up...
Because they just don't have any clean one techniques.
No, and he... I think he could usurp Mozzie by the end of the year.
It's possible.
As the guy who ends up being top on the depth chart.
It's possible. And then Jaden Blue will start a few games. He's going to be in a running back rotation there with Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. But Jaden Blue is going to likely be the guy in there starting. And I would not be surprised if the last half of the season he's the guy who plays the most snaps at running
back. I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, I love that pick. I thought they got tremendous value. I had him in the fourth. They end up getting him in the fifth. It's just the fumbles. And I think ultimately that's also what cost him playing in time at Texas. And I asked him about that when we got him on the phone. That was actually a good question, unlike my terrible question with JT. And he acknowledged the frustration there. I mean, he gets it when it comes to the fumbles. But JT was the day three pick who could surprise for Dane Brugler, a prospect who easily could have been drafted in the fourth round. I did think he would go in the fourth. He is a stout, wide-bodied run defender who can stack and shed the point with ease. With his ability to muck things up at the line, it won't be surprising when he earns a valuable role as a one-tech tackle in coordinator Matt Eberflus's system.
Man, I'll tell you, if you guys have him on during camp, you have to ask him the same question.
With the exact with the exact same verbiage,
yeah.
And just hey, how about
everything?
How about? In fact, I've got for 7:20 when Nick Harris comes up here. We're going to be joined by Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram live in person at 7:20. I actually found some of the other questions that Zach had planned for other players.
How did you find those?
Did you left them around the studio.
Oh crap!
So he had them like written down on cue cards, and I'm going to have him read his questions
this
that he had
good.
Planned for other players.
No. This could get ugly.
Yeah. This is going to get
get the gather the foreigners drop ready, Peyton.
No, Peyton. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, baby.
You and I, simpatico there. That's our North Texas Mean Green education. All right, let's come on out. Stop number 2 on the 2025 Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. We are out in Anna, 305 South Powell Parkway. We're giving away Whataburger breakfast, Firehouse Tour hats. So if you are in the area, even if you're not, make the drive. We're going to be out here until 10 a.m. We love you. We love seeing all of our Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. Coming up next, let's do a little chopping it up, shall we, RJ?
Not yet.
Nope, it's not chopping.
Come on, Zach.
Come on, man.
Go for two. It's the payload, man. It's 640. Come on, man.
I'm so sorry. It's not the payload. Peyton, payload.
It's not the payload.
Save me. I'm drowning. Get me a life vest.
What happened last night in the NBA? There was a fight. A parent player fight
oh, no.
in the NBA last night.
Who'd you
next
daddy?
To the fan.